Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We're on Highway 40.
The world.
Palestinians.
Russia.
Iran.
China.
Israel-Hamas war.
Affects us at home.
Higher tariffs.
Illegal alien sex offenders.
Buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The sky.
Yeah. We're going to make it. We're going to pump it up. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick on momentarily. But it is a happy hump day, Trump day. No knucklehead day. Yeah, thanks, Tim Walz, last night for admitting that you are indeed a knucklehead. Yep. Israel was attacked. We've got that as a major news item. We're going to get to all that and more coming up. It is 8:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Did you stay up and watch the debate, and what was your take?
Well, I actually got in late, so I only caught the tail end of it. We had been out all day doing damage assessments from the hurricane, but from what I did see, it looked like a total tail whipping. I cleaned that up. you know, just even if you were to mute the screen, you could see just a total opposite of Waltz. Looked nervous. He looked like he lacked confidence. He was shaky on policy. And there you had J.D. Vance, very confident, very, I think, open and really able to articulate policies that put America back on track. So I think that this was hands down a J.D. Vance win. But I'm hoping that people are starting to really recognize after the ABC debate and the debate last night that these debates are three against one, always against the mm-hmm. Republicans. And people start waking up to the fact that they're trying so desperately to prop up Walz and Kamala that, you know, it's got to eventually start working against them and against their favor.
Yeah, I mean, they're so blatant about it. They have no shame. Maybe they're that desperate. I don't know. But
yeah,
it's become painfully obvious to anybody who's paying even a little bit of attention to that. Let's move on to Helene. What a terrible natural disaster that was. And what about the federal response? I know that several counties, you got added to the list.
Yeah, we've been up to our eyeballs in this since, of course, before the storm. And, you know, the governor, how it works is the governor has to make the request on behalf of the state. And four counties had been left out of the governor's request to the White House had left out. And that was Hamilton, Suwanee, Columbia, and Gilchrist. And as we all know, those counties, including Marion and Alachua, took some pretty substantial wind and damage. I've never seen more damage in Alachua County than this storm. And so last night, after we had sent a letter to the White House asking them to amend their original declaration, we got those four counties added. Now, what that means is that people in those counties can now apply for FEMA's individual assistance And it now opens up category A for the county, which is debris removal, which everyone around here knows that when the trees come down, it takes a long time. There's a lot of debris. You got to get them off of fences, out of roads, off of power lines. And so now what we're doing is making sure that people who lost their homes, which there are hundreds of people in our district who lost their homes, are getting clean and safe housing, temporary housing. We're getting power restored, water restored. And in Alachua and Marion specifically, we're helping designate the sites for debris dumps, but also working with the governor's office so that they can then put in the request to the White House to add Alachua and Marion County. Why that's so important is because Marion County and Alachua County saw a tremendous amount of damage in terms of structural damage. That is a long process, but we're trying to get it turned around here in just a matter of days because a lot of people were impacted in this storm.
There's no doubt about it. It was awful, and FEMA's ability to respond is questioned. But also, I got a call where somebody said FEMA people were knocking on doors in the Gainesville area, but this was a caller from, I believe, Gilchrist County who brought it to our attention and said, but we haven't seen FEMA out here. Would FEMA be addressing any issues in the county yesterday, even before you got the other counties added?
So there, FEMA does have people on the ground that are doing what they're called windshield surveys, where they basically walk around communities, neighborhoods, and take pictures to determine whether or not enough residents have been impacted to trigger a FEMA response. Now, under FEMA currently, Alachua County is under a Category B declaration, meaning that all of the pre-positioning of first responders and shelters, all that's covered under FEMA. But what they're looking for is, does Alachua County meet the threshold of enough damage to qualify them for Category A and individual assistance? Now, I've been through the county every single day, and I can tell you just from doing these storms for many, many years, yes, Alachua County, in my mind, does. And so we've been working to get that formal declaration pushed up to the White House through the governor's office, because that's the way it has to go. And then we supplement on the back end with requests directly to the White House to support the governor's amended declaration. So in Gilchrist County, though, they will now have access to individual assistance. And of course, the county itself will be covered for all of the damage that they incurred. Our goal now is to try to get folks in Alachua County and Marion, if they meet the threshold, which I think they do.
Did the continuing resolution that was passed not too long ago, otherwise the fear of government shutdown, did that contain cuts to the FEMA budget or not add to it where what maybe was needed?
No, so this is one of the reasons why CRs are so bad in terms of policy making. You know, and I got a bunch of messages from people saying, how could you not support this CR? Can you imagine being in a hurricane and the government shut down? Well, what people don't know is that when the government shuts down, one, they spend more money than if they were open. Two, during a government shutdown, each agency, they say they furlough who is non-essential versus who is essential. FEMA is deemed as essential. So no, there would be no disruption in response in a government quote-unquote shutdown. And I use quotes because it's not really a shutdown. It's all just political theater. So if we had actually gone through the appropriation process the way that we were going through it, we wanted to go through it, I voted for the appropriation bills. If we had gone and done that, we would have had a better outcome for FEMA because we're able to make the policy fixes and to plus up or minus accounts that needed to be adjusted. A CR is just a rubber stamp, and it actually ends up hurting the military. And, of course, we know the National Guard plays a huge role in the response to these storms. And so for people who question whether or not we should have done a CR or gone through the appropriations, a CR is worse by all accounts. And this rumor mill that's out there that if we had shut the government down during a hurricane that FEMA wouldn't have been able to respond, that's just nonsense.
Well, thank you once again for setting the record straight. Let's switch gears real quick. Israel, yeah, under attack from Iran, 180 missiles estimate shot at them. Where do you see this thing headed? And I guess what what should our response be? How should we handle this situation? And what do you think the Biden administration will do?
You know, yesterday I was out in Horseshoe Beach, and the consulate called from Israel to notify us that this was happening, because where we've been, we've had no cell service. And, you know, they were just bringing it to our attention. And so I was able to get to a place and get service and get a readout. This, to me, is such an incredible provocation where Iran is doing this as retaliation for the actions that Israel took to take out the Hezbollah leader. Now, keep in mind, and this is, I'm shocked that no one's talking about this. Iran has said for how long that they do not fund Hezbollah, that they are not affiliated with Hezbollah. We all know, you know, it's like the worst kept secret in the world that Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. They are a designated terrorist group. So here you now have Iran openly, publicly stating that this is in retaliation for taking out a Hezbollah leader. They're saying the quiet part out loud, that they are, in fact, engaging in terrorism around the world, that they are the number one state sponsor of terror. And from Israel's standpoint, they should have no rope, no nothing, no handcuffs to defend themselves. Israel should be able to defend themselves and their people without any mother may I from anyone. And for Kamala Harris and the Biden administration to continually talk about a ceasefire when they are taking literal missiles, hundreds of missiles coming at them from every which direction, that's shameful. Israel has an absolute obligation and duty to defend themselves. And I've always said that we need to stand with our strongest, most powerful, and most consequential ally in the region, who is Israel. Now, my hope is that given how futile those missiles were, they ended up, I think, killing only one person. And it was a Palestinian in Jericho, if I'm recalling correctly. 300 missiles. There were no deaths, no fatalities, thank goodness, minus that one individual. I hope that this is a message that their efforts are going to be in vain and everyone can cool down. We're on the verge of so many different challenges with the longshoremen striking, with World War III brewing in the Middle East, and, of course, the natural disasters we're dealing with here in an open border. We need cooler heads to prevail. Let's hope it doesn't escalate.
Well, let's hope so as well. And in the meantime, you stay safe, and we'll continue to communicate and get meaningful information from you. Congresswoman Kat Kamik, thanks again for being on the show.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Great stuff there. 8:17 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can always download the Bob Rose podcast, and you would get the Kat Kamik interview and everything else we do. Wherever you normally get your podcast, look for the Bob Rose Show and then click on subscribe. Coming up, we've got plenty to talk about, including some of the information that the Congresswoman just shared with us. Coming up next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal?
Super.
supernatural, or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.